Awesome. Let me get my notebook.
Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for November 20th, 2022. Cricket, cash flow kitten, but with a long history of helping the students at the Scholastic Institution that she works at get their films into film festivals. And then she wants to branch out on her own as a side gig as a consultant for doing that in the wild.
In the wild, in the wild. All right. I should have, I don't know, prep. Hi, everyone.
No, this is perfect.
I have a big victory.
Okay.
And so I took your advice and I did a free session yesterday. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and I titled it Free Pop-Up Film Festival Ask Me Anything Session.
Perfect. Love it.
And I really only started advertising it about 2 weeks ago, and I did not advertise it very broadly, just really small areas. And I had 16 people sign up. I had 14 people attend.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
You know, and hi, Beth. And it was really interesting because I had people send in their questions, and I asked them to sort of say where they were in the process, like, are they finishing a film? Are they in pre-production? Are they in development? Where are they? And a number of people were very, very early. Like they mm-hmm. haven't, they're not going to shoot a film for quite some time. And so I got to see their questions. I got to hear from them what was on their mind. And then I organized the way that I went through the questions according to a logic of like step one, step two, step three. Of the people who attended, four were people I knew. Everyone else was new.
That's amazing.
So, right? Like, this is amazing. Yes. And the way I'm reading it, oh, it also went 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Which I was fine to do because uh-huh. I wanted to get all the information out there. And so what it said to me, first of all, is how hungry people are for this information, which the people that I have deemed my competitors, they're not dealing with the information the way that I am. They are true consultants, and I'm an educator. So what I realized in this, well, first of all, I just felt like, wow, those numbers are wild.
Yes. That is a victory all around. It's a victory in the number of people who actually attended. That's a high, high ratio from signups. I was prepared for 8, like 50% would have been great.
You know, I just wanted 10 people to sign up and 5 people to show up.
Right.
But, you know, I listened to on Friday when I was going into work, I listened to your podcast about how to fill a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen to it on Thursday. And I thought, let me just do a small little push, one more little push. And that's what got me up to 16 registered people.
So great. And then the other big victory is that 10 of them weren't already in your orbit.
Right.
That's the major one, really.
That was really exciting. And I basically, like, at the end of it, I said, you know, I do want to say, I made it clear, I'm not sending out the recording. Like, you have to be here to get the information because I don't have the bandwidth to do that, to add that task. But also, I feel like people showing up helps me understand who's going to show up.
That's
right.
Right? Yeah.
And, but there are a couple of things that I realized. One is, I think I understand how I want to advertise this business now, which makes, it's just such an obvious thing. I can't believe I didn't see it before, but I've been so focused on the way that I teach to my students that this is the first time that I've done an Ask Me Anything where I could actually see what the exact questions are. And I was like, people have very, very little knowledge. Not that they need to, it's not a problem. That's not a criticism, but people want to be filmmakers. They have no information or little information about something that I have a ton of information about. And so the way that I can do it, like Ruthie wrote me this question, like, I didn't know that it was a thing that you could match your film to festivals. And I was like, oh, that's something that I need to say to people. I need to tell them, this is what I do. This is how I help you. I help you cut through all the challenges of the research process. It's not just, I'm going to get your film into festivals. That is actually what people want. But what they need to do first is cut through all the noise of all the scams and the lack of information, lack of good education out there on this topic. And that's what I do.
And that is why it's so valuable to go out there and go, what do you want to know from me? Because we can guess.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're right. But even you can gain from the language they use.
Right.
How to then market back to them with their own language. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good for you for doing this. That's the third victory actually in this whole thing. One, that you did it.
One that I did it. It was so informative. And I also feel like, you know, early on, you and I had this conversation. I was very concerned about, like, I have felt an obligation to really get people into festivals that I can't, or to assess their work. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that I now understand what a service I am providing. Like, even if they don't get into any festivals, if they make another film, they can reuse a lot of that same information. Like, they still have that information that I gave them.
So it's almost, what I'm hearing from you is, I help filmmakers learn how to match their films to the right festivals.
Yes.
With the important part being, I help filmmakers learn how to, versus I match the films to the festivals, right, guaranteeing them coming in. Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I help filmmakers learn how to do this. And because, you know, that group, that team that assesses films for free, I think they are, and rightfully, concerned about their reputation, their ability to get films into festivals. So they want to make sure the stat. And I realized I don't care about the stats. I care about the sharing of the information. Oh, and here's the other thing. I forgot the bigger victory. This is another victory. My strategy got a short film into Sundance. We found out on Friday, which is like the biggest festival in the US.
That broke up. So say that.
My strategy.
Say that all again.
My strategy, which sometimes people think is a little, they don't want to follow it. Anyway, it got a short film into Sundance.
That is all you should be talking about from one time.
Right.
Because upon hearing that, I would think any filmmaker would be like, I would like to know how you'd like,
how do you do that? Yeah. Because I did it a backwards way.
That phrase, like if you were going to, let's say, I'm not saying you have to do this, but I just want to say, if you were going to do a webinar walking through your strategy, which I don't necessarily think is the best thing to do, but it would be how my strategy or how I got a short film into Sundance with my special strategy. What did you just say that is the backwards?
Backwards. I got a film into Sundance through a backwards strategy.
Yeah. Through a backwards strategy. Yeah. Yeah. So people are like, what's the strategy? It's backwards, which what means I don't know what it mean? Is. And yeah. It's successful. So that's all of that is very tantalizing. This is what the sizzle is when we talk in the cash flow course about the sizzle. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yes, I want that. But even if you're not going to give a webinar about that, you can talk about that. You can say, you know, one of the things that was such a highlight of this past year was that I helped these filmmakers get their short film into Sundance, and we used my backwards strategy to get it in.
Right.
Come to my free Ask Me Anything on this month. It's like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I think doing one of those Ask Me Anythings, and you can decide what your schedule can handle, either quarterly, at minimum quarterly.
I was going to say quarterly sounds about right.
So then I want you to look at 2023 and I want you to pick, it's either going to be like, you know, pick the 4 months that you're going to do it in.
Okay.
Based on when you think people will be most like interested or whatever the festivals, whatever. And then the 2 months leading up to the month you do the, like, that's all your marketing. All you're doing is like talking about that Ask Me Anything. And have a sign up page. So the minute people hear about it, they can go sign up.
Right.
So you're not going, I'm talking about when the sign up's going to be open. No. It's open. Go. It's happening on this date. Mark it on your calendar. There is no recording. So it's this thing that happens.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of it, is that I said there's not going to be a recording.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's why you got. But it also shows you that, I mean, 14 people who were interested enough to clear their calendars and show up. Yeah. And here's what I would say. I would say, and there's not going to be a recording. If you can't make this date, get one of your friends to show up and take notes. Because that's what I would do if I was a hungry filmmaker and was like, oh my God, I want to go to this thing. I've done that before. I've had a friend sit through a webinar for me and like take notes because I wanted to know the stuff that I couldn't show up and they weren't doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing that's really interesting is that I did say, like, you don't have to have a question. You can just come and listen to the hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe 4 people selected that one. And, the people who did ask questions tended to ask too. And you had suggested this sort of, you know, combining the questions that were similar. And so actually it was about 20 questions. So I think that was plenty of questions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I could handle more.
Right.
And I think that in the future, the questions will be very similar to that. Will be very similar. I mean, those are really, most of them were more general. And a few were very specific. And the people that were really specific, I addressed those after I had addressed the general ones, so that then it's like, okay, you have an advanced strategy question, but we're going to deal with the sort of beginner intermediate strategy questions and bolt run ramp up to the advanced one.
Now, for the future, you keep doing these, you keep getting people there. And what you want is to get the people with the higher strategy questions, because those are getting closer to your people who will pay you.
Yes.
So what you can do after you get a few of these under your belt, maybe two more, you can make a recording that says, when you sign up to attend my AMA, you're going to get a recording of the top 20 questions that I've already been asked on past previous ones. So that's going to answer probably a few of the questions that you have, which is good news, because then you can ask me the more advanced, more detailed questions.
Yeah.
Here's the submission button for the question. So then you can just, so you're not repeating yourself, because you don't want people to die off because every AMA is the same basic info.
Okay.
That's one way to avoid that.
That's a really good idea, because what I was thinking about with the basic info, or the sort of beginner and intermediate strategy questions, is that definitely people asking beginning strategy questions are folks that are probably further out from needing my services. Like it may be a year or two before they need my services. But the folks that are asking intermediate questions are probably already trying to do this.
Right.
And struggling.
Right. Right. And that's who you want.
Yeah.
You want these, you want the reputation of these AMAs to be like, oh my God, you get like the real deal insider shit. Because the basic stuff, if someone wanted to Google it, it's probably out there. So the other thing, so then I come across you, I hear about you're on a podcast, you say, oh, I have to do my AMAs, sign up. I go to the sign up page. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I sign up, I get this recording sent to me. Okay, that's great. Cause I want to, I want all that information. I know nothing. Then I sign up. It, you automatically give me the recording, which I listen to. So I already think you know what you're talking about and you're great. And I'm, and even if I'm still basic level, I'll show up and just keep listening. In fact, you should say at the end of those 20 questions, you know, I love, it's okay, whatever level you're at, and show up, keep showing up for my AMAs, because you're going to just listen and learn and listen and learn, and you're going to get this information before you need it, you know. Then what you can do for your AMAs is, I would suggest you think of a few higher level questions and just have those in your pocket so that you're always enabling your AMA thing to go to higher level topics,
to the next
topics that the intermediate people want, intermediate to higher. So you, what I'm saying is, people don't have to submit the question. You can put the question on the table.
I can throw them in.
Now, let's say I sign up, I get the recording, and I still, in my enthusiasm, submit a question that's basic, covered in the recording. You can also say, okay, Lisa and Jose, you submitted questions about blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Listen to the recording that you got when you signed up. Those are covered here. So you can address that, you acknowledge their question. And say it's on the recording.
And that's what I tried to do, is acknowledge every person who was, had asked the question. And so here's something that I'm going to do. I told everyone that I was going to do a little resource sheet. That's just some links to different things, very easy peasy. And then send out my rates for right now, like just the hourly thing that we talked about last week, because I'm not quite ready to advertise the package yet. But My writing partner suggested something that I think you would suggest, which is that I should also ask for feedback. Like, if is there anything that you want to tell me, like, what did you learn about this? I'm really trying to figure out, like, I'd like to collect some quotes about this. And so she said that. And then I was like, all right, I want a quote from you because, and this I think might end up being a big part of business. She asked me for help because she has to do a live interview next week about a film she's making. And they sent her questions and she doesn't know how to answer them. And so we sat at brunch and unpacked it and figured it out. And she typed up her notes and now she's ready to go into that interview. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but because of COVID, of course, so people used to be able to go do a Q&A live in front of an audience. And if they didn't do a great job, it one and done, it was done, right? Not anymore.
No.
Everything's recorded. Many things are online. People are in the audience recording that you don't even know are recording. And so there is a real need for media training too. Because most directors, I have realized, are so in their project. They know so much about it that they don't know how to talk about it.
Right. And even if they do know how in general to talk about it, they don't realize that this isn't an interview about them and their film. This is marketing for the film.
Yeah.
So there's a way for them to approach the answers to their questions to actually market the film versus just answer the questions from an artist's thing. Because they can get into the weeds answering some questions. And it's like, you're not bringing people into the film.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What I love about this is in business, a real sweet spot to get to is when you can figure out the thing to sell to someone who's already your customer. They bought the first thing because it's easier to sell to someone who is already your customer than to a new person.
Right.
So now you're going to have people who come and consult with you for this, but here's another package that they can add on to the original purchase or come around later too. And you can use those questions. I would say, you know, have that sheet of questions go, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you answer these questions about your film? And how would you answer them so that you're not just answering them from your answer? How would you answer them so that you're actually marketing your film? Because that's what you're doing when you're being interviewed.
Right.
And these days, when you do an interview, just what you said, you know, in the past, you could do it, you could kind of do it okay, and then it would go away. But everything is recorded these days. And everything so I want you to, every opportunity is an opportunity for you to market yourself for your future career and market your film, but you have to know how to use that opportunity to hit that bullseye.
So good. That's so good. And I also think that there's a delay between when you do a festival strategy and start submitting festivals to when you get into your first festival could be 6 to 12 months, right?
Yeah.
So people may not realize they need help with the media aspect until they start getting into festivals. So it may not be something that they initially sign on for because they don't realize it until.
But you could help educate them that, you know, this is something that's coming up. And you need to budget for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you feel you need help with that and you can't answer these questions, knowing how to do that to market yourself and your future career and market your film to the people who will be listening, then it behooves you then let's get you trained up. It's not hard. It's just knowing how to do that. And that's a great line too. It's not hard. It's just knowing how to do it. Getting your film into a festival isn't necessarily hard. The hardest part is just knowing how to do it, how to go about it with a strategic approach. So you're not just flinging your money at the wall and hoping it, you know, something sticks.
Great.
Most marketing is just telling people why they need your services. And it's not because your services are great. It's because they help them. You help them with a certain problem. Mm-hmm. But first you have to make them aware of the problem sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm writing this down.
So now you have three, you have your basic package and two upgrades, right? You have the basic package plus, what did we say, like the film assessment or something?
We weren't going to do the assessment. We had talked about that and you said that the people are coming to you. They've already decided they want to submit their film to festivals. Like the assessment isn't, but so necessary. But what we had talked about is the initial marketing, like the Film Freeway account where they put their film into, it's a profile for the film. Okay. So things like the synopsis, the director's statement, the director's bio, still photos, press kit, all that sort of stuff. So that's, the press kit is related to media training, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But definitely media training is going to sound different from press kit.
Yes. So it's, one thing you sell, the basic product is the festival consultancy.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Then you also can do the press packet with them. And then you can also do the media training.
Right. Wow, oh, that's good.
This is great.
Festival consulting. And then the press presentation of materials. Mm-hmm. And then media training.
Yeah.
And I've started to, started a list of people who do social media management too, because that's a part of it that I don't want to get into, but that people would benefit from.
But what you could do is you can have two or three social media people that you really like, and you say, okay, I'm going to hook you up with clients and you're going to charge this much money and you're going to give me $10 of every hour or something. Like that's how I did it with my, when I was doing organizing, I had two, what I called associate organizers. They were not my employees. They were not even my independent contractors because they collected the money from the clients, but because the clients were coming through me, they paid me, I think they paid me $15 an hour. And then because the client came to me, I could get them to charge way more than they were already charging. So even by giving me $15, they were already making still more than they were when they got their own clients. Gotcha. So it was a win-win for both of us. So that you can do, and it doesn't have to be per hour. It could just be a referral fee for the client. Once you've billed this amount of money, $200 with a client, I send you, you send me 50.
Right.
And then then it's your client. Then you can do whatever you want with them. So it can be, you can make all sorts of arrangements.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a way for you to collect just another little stream of income.
Yeah. I can see that would be helpful.
When you talk about your media training, I think it's important for you to emphasize too, you know, when you do an interview about your film, it's not just about you marketing your film. Mm-hmm. First of all, this is a marketing opportunity.
Right.
But it's not just a marketing opportunity for your film. It is a marketing opportunity for you.
For you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And your future projects and your mm-hmm. future. So that really orients them like, oh, mm-hmm. I need to buy this because I need to know how to make sure my own, like, people are understanding who I am and my orientation as an mm-hmm. artist in case they want to hire me to direct or right. write or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, for actors making or creating their own content,
right?
100%. Like, that is their goal.
Yeah.
Is to get hired, cast in someone else's project.
Mm-hmm. But even, you know, writer directors, mm-hmm. these auteurs, you know, they could be tapped to do the Marvel movies and the thing and the more they can just be able to weave into an interview and answer the mm-hmm. questions and add these little things in there that give people an idea of like, oh, they really like action too, mm-hmm. or they really like this kind of movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Or the next thing I'm working on is this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, this is shaping up nicely.
It is. It is. I think it's going to be a bit, it'll be interesting to see. I was getting ready. Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me do one thought at a time. And I'm sorry. It just got really dark in here.
I know.
I'm like a ghost. I was going to say, I think it will be a while before anyone hires me, but I don't necessarily think that's true. I bet somebody from these people who just attended will hire me for a 1-hour consultation or something like that. And I bet that they will also refer other people to me. But in terms of getting the package together, these packages together, I feel like I'm a lot more confident about how I want to present it, how I want to say, because what I say to people is, read this article I wrote in Backstage about how to evaluate a film festival. And it's just what I do every day. Mm-hmm. I just don't write it down as like point one, check, point two, check. But if I take my spreadsheets and start doing these check marks, then it's going to be so much easier for people to see what I see when I look at a festival.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, you're going to send all the attendees mm-hmm. from your last one a little PDF.
Yes.
And all it's going to say right now is, these are the three things I can do for you. And here's the hourly rate right now.
Right.
Just an hourly rate. And then eventually you'll formalize those into actual packages with bigger rates. Yeah. But right now just go, but let them know you've got these three things that you can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I had not thought about it that way, but I see your point. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The three things.
And if you wanted to do a draft of that PDF and before one of our next calls, just send it in. I will be happy to take a look at it and give you notes on it. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I told people I would write them. I would send like that little resource list tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So maybe I could do the resource list tomorrow and the PDF later after you look at it. Or do you think I should go ahead and send it?
I think you should go ahead and send it.
Okay.
And then we can look at it and zhuzh it up for next.
And tweak it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. All they need to know is these three categories, this hourly rate.
And this is what, that's this all. Is the hourly rate. Okay. That's what we're starting with. I am so glad I did that session. Thank you for suggesting that. I am stunned at the information that it yielded and excited about this next step.
I'm so happy for you.
Really, you are happy. Right when you say just get started.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are definitely right.
Yeah. And it's just about like, it doesn't even have to be a PDF. You could just say in the email, we can work on this, which means this or this or this. These are the three categories. Here's the hourly rate. It doesn't need to be fancy.
It doesn't need to be fancy.
We want to connect you and money with the shortest path.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
You and to money. So if it's an email that has a couple lines describing what you can offer and this is the hourly rate, great. Turning it into a really organized, clear PDF, that's lovely, but it's not necessary.
Right.
And we don't want to ever put obstacles in your way from you to the money. And right now, and here's the other reason, they're expecting the resource list. So you have a better chance of them opening the email you send them. So we don't want to break this into two emails.
Okay.
Who knows where that second email will go. You have their attention right now. You've promised them at a certain date. Just deliver.
Okay.
I don't want you up at midnight making a PDF. Just do the resource list.
I'm just going to do the resource list.
Send it in the text. Yeah.
Okay. That's easy.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I love it. This is wonderful.
Okay. I have so much respect for you, Cricket. This is really exciting.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm really excited and I'm really, really thankful to have your support and guidance.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. Cool. Okay. Beth, did you want to talk about your mindset question?
So basically this thing is messing with my mind and my other work. There are issues in law about ethics and conflicts of interest. And in some ways doing work for family can be a conflict of interest because you get emotionally involved. Now, it's not really close family, but that whole side of the family, I feel, is kind of neurotic and kind of funny. I just heard on Ancestry.com from a second cousin on that side of the family. And I keep telling her that I can send her information and she'll give me like half an email address. And so so it's really kind of funny that that's happening right now.
So what would you like my
I guess I just sort of needed to vent on that, but it's actually a good question. But what's happening is sometimes I'll get emotionally involved with my cases, and I think it's harder in a situation where you're related to the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But you're going to complete the case, right?
I mean, I guess I have to. Part of me wants to give it to another lawyer, but I guess I'm pretty much obliged to keep the case and finish it.
Why?
Because I contracted with my cousin to do this for his son. But I feel like they're jerks who are psychologically abusing me.
Okay. Well,
and not the dad who paid for it, but I feel like the kids that I'm helping are brats.
Okay. Why would it be legally?
Well, partly because there's not going to be another lawyer who's going to do it for the amount that's left to be paid on the case. Now, I could get somebody else to cover for me for the final interview. With the amount that's left on the case, I could do that.
Yeah. Why don't you do that and save yourself interacting with horrible people related to you or not? Who cares? Life's too short for you to have to invite any kind of toxicity into your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could just pay that person, yep, you know, the final $1,000 on the case.
That would be so worth
it. And I could just use an excuse that they're in Los Angeles and I live in Atlanta now.
Yeah. And that's it. This isn't a negotiation. This, yeah, is what is happening. It's in their best interest. She's going to handle it for you. There's her contact information.
Right.
You don't need to have multiple conversations about this, but you said you were going to, it's like, this is for your best interest. That's what you hired me, yeah, for, to get, mm-hmm, you through this case.
Yeah.
She's going to finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Part of being self-employed, part of one of the benefits of it is you get to pick your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question to you. Did you know that this child was going to be so awful?
I knew that he had problems. He, you know.
Okay. Pure. Okay. So when your cousin came to you and said, hey, can you help me with my son? What could you have said to them so that you could have avoided this whole thing?
I mean, I didn't know that they were going to be jerks like this.
Okay.
Now they're blaming me for something that they don't think I did right. I was trying to do it in their best interest, but they're blaming me.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I think it would be.
I feel like I need to get it to the point of setting it up for the last interview. And then okay. It's okay for me to hire a local counsel to go with them in LA.
Perfect. Love it. Nip it in the bud. And sometimes, this is for everybody listening. Sometimes we get a client and it seems like there's no red flags at the beginning necessarily, and they turn out to be awful. But when you start to learn that, nip it in the bud. You don't have, there's always a way. Life is fluid. There's always a way to get out of a situation. You don't have to be like, oh my gosh, I am like chained to this obligation. You can give, I'm not talking to you, Beth, but service providers in general, you can refund all their money and just be like, we're not a good match. I wish you well. Here's some other resources. Here's your money back. Go away. Like, you do not have to work with people who chip away at your spirit. You just don't. And that is why it's so important to know how to go out and get another client. Because if you know you can go out and get another client, then you never have to put up with really horrible clients. You go get another one. And that's why marketing muscles are so important to build, because if you don't build them, then you're like, oh, clients, I need every single one, even though they're problematic or don't want to pay me enough or blah. No, that is not a way to run a side business. So that's just, I'm saying that in general, not specifically to you, Beth, but yeah, you can nip this in the bud. I totally encourage you to do that. And then once you've moved them over to the other lawyer, stop contact with them unless you specifically have to answer something per their case for something legal. But it would be better for you to be communicated via this new lawyer. You just don't reply. Even though they're family, they're not treating you well, from what I hear. So, yeah. It's just business.
Yeah, but they're, I mean, you know, it's, I'm dealing with the government and they're blaming me for everything the government does wrong.
Okay. It is a big waste of energy. When it's like, if you went to a zoo and there were the alligators and an alligator bit off your arm, you wouldn't be surprised. You were down there with the alligators, and the alligators just acted like alligators and bit off your arm. That's what alligators do. When someone shows you who they are, then stop being surprised by who they are. They've shown you. They're going to blame you. They're not going to take personal responsibility. They're not going to look at this thing logically. They're going to blame you. So there's no need for you to waste any energy talking about, oh my goodness, I can't believe. Why can't you believe? It's exactly who they are. They've shown you already. They're alligators. So don't be surprised that the alligators act like alligators. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, that's who you are. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. Just move them out of your life. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll just bring it to the point where they're scheduled for the last interview and then get somebody else to go.
Yeah.
So I don't have to actually face them in person.
Exactly. And this kid that you're working with is a jerk, but there's no need for you to spend any energy being surprised or saying, I wish he wasn't. He's always, for right now, always going to be a jerk. Yeah, just know that. Just accept it and be like, oh, okay, got it. Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps. That, yeah. No, basically that I, you know, I don't have to accept things if I don't like people.
Yes. 100%. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other people that you can go help out there for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're thank so you welcome. For that.
You're very- so I'm going to go now because I kind of was a sort of in transit when I
I'm glad we could talk.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
I wanted to say that was a really useful piece of information you just gave her about being able to refund money or like if something isn't working out. I find that very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. You can always be like, you know what? This just isn't turning out to be a good match. And I think there's a better fit for you out there. So I wish you well.
Yeah. Somebody, not me.
Absolutely. Life is too short.
Yeah.
And another thing is, if it's difficult in the beginning, it's likely not going to get less difficult. So if someone comes to me and it's like this in the past, you know, once in a while, it would be like, well, your price, or I can't meet on those days, or I'm like, okay, well, this is crunchy right now and it's not going to get less. So, right. And I had to learn that, of course, the hard way where it's like, oh, maybe it'll get better. No. No. And a few times where it was like, oh, that is the pattern usually. And so then.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to sign off too and go write my email.
Sounds good. I love it. It's good talking to you, Cricket.
All right. I'll see you soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.